Hey, welcome to the Me and Thee. How are you? It's good to have you here. And it's very, very good to welcome you to the final night of our 53rd season. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's your accomplishment, especially now, post-COVID. But we'll tell you about the upcoming season in September during the break. Tonight, we're keeping this room open for if you want to move or dance or get up. And we'll have actually a special room. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah. And you know, we broke the bank for that. You can pretend you're not going to listen. What the hell? So, we are so delighted to welcome back this great band who closed last season. Would you welcome the Sweet Spot Stompers?
I want to thank all of you who decided to give away your Taylor Swift tickets for being here tonight. Thank you.
And yourself as well.
We really appreciate your coming out and supporting us. We talked a little bit about the CD. That's the title cut. Got a little bit of a ring somewhere, the sound system there. That was a title cut, and it came as a result of an argument between my practical self and my artistic self. My practical self, what are you doing with all your time and energy and everything, anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then my artistic self said, well, it makes me feel good. And what's so bad about feeling good? And so that's how it came about.
This next song is one of our brand new songs, by the way, written by Mr. Yeshua Tupo. And it's about finding love, looking for love, and finding it maybe in the place your mother told you to go. Because love finds you sometimes, you know. You have no choice. Yes, we are in a church. Am I cool? Okay. All right, here we go.
Got me hypnotized.
new tunes, new songs.
Well, this one here is a little older, but we just finally decided to record it. So it was some very complicated words, which I have trouble remembering the same. And basically, it goes Zidamon. That's it. So, here we go. We'll be right back.
We're having a good time reminding you that we do have a beautiful hall over there. This next tune is like a, it's a tune I wrote, but it's got that Cajun two-step beat. So if you like to do that, very simple. We got Scratchy Steve and a lovely barber over there that teach Cajun dancing. And so they'll switch off and dance with you if you, you know, you're a little hesitant. But, you know, just let the spirit move you. And this is called I Just Can't Wait.
Money, right?
It's Waltz time!
We're going to do a song now that Ralph wrote during the pandemic, when the news was not good. And this is a song about the love of a parent for their child. Would you say yes?
Love for a child that was separated at the border during a very dark moment in our history. And I'm going to go for the whole thing. I went to a protest like on the bridge between East Boston and Winthrop, complaining about kids, you know, being kept in cages and being separated from their parents. And this one guy rolls down his window and looks at me in the eye and says, they deserve to be in cages. And so I was like flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do. So I wrote an article to the newspaper, of which we have some representatives here, and went to transfer if they can. And then I wrote the song about what it would be like to have your parent and having your child taken away from you, and you may never see that child again. So that's the happy story. Thank you.
also a Spanish version of that same tune on our new CD. Oh, did we mention our new CD? On our new CD, is we have, what was the woman's name that sang it?
Miranda.
Sings it in Spanish, and it's beautiful in both languages, but you might want to get that CD to hear it in Spanish. Just a suggestion.
All right, we're going to lighten it up a little bit with the Cajun two-step. I'd like to see you all on the dance floor. This is called the Cajun two-step, a traditional two-step. I learned from the playing of several Cajun accordion players. One of them is Marcel Bois, who made this accordion for me several years ago.
Yeah.
Marcel Bois, great maker and player of the Cajun accordions. And his brand just happened to be called the Acadian. So here we go, a little Cajun two-step called the Cajun two-step.
It can be to any deity, the deity of the church.
being a universalist church? Or anything you really want to
do. L.
It's in the drummer's key.
L.
When all people can see,
invite up our friend Scratchy Steve. He's going to play some rubboard on the last two tunes before we take a short break. Once again, in the spirit of shameless marketing, I'd like to let you know we do have our new CDs. We have our t-shirts. And also, on the side, I'm selling two of my children's books. So, yeah.
Not selling the children, just the children's books.
Just the children's books, yeah. I took all the books from my children, and I'm selling them. They don't know.
Also, our latest cologne, Essence of the Swamp. And I get my two cents in. Did you see in the paper where people were in line 6 hours ahead of time to get merch at the Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, yeah.
So you won't have to worry about those lines.
The lines are a little shorter here.
Yes, and a lot cheaper for the merchandise.
Anyway, this next one is called Zydeco Hacha. My Zydeco Hacha is sitting right out there in my chair. Anybody hear it? Zydeco, Zydeco,
celebrating. I'm back with another cooking, dancing set.
Yeah.
See everybody out there. Down in Lafayette, Louisiana, down in the Cajun country, like on a Saturday night, people gather together, all the friends and relatives, and at somebody's house or a local bar or shack, whatever, they have a party called the Fado Do. And they bring the little kids with them, and they have somebody babysit the kids in the back, and all the adults get to dance and party and have a good time. And so, based on that, I had this idea for a song called Cajun Party. Here you go, I'm back. Here you go, it's a two-step, so love to see you out on the floor. You're already out there. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
have to point out that Steve and Robert over here, he's a rough works of land, handmade by Steve. He's a pretty amazing creative person. Loves his, especially this lingerie person here.
Let's hear it for the Squeeze Block Stomp.
Thank you. We'll be back in a minute. Shirts for sale. She's modeling the shirt for sale.
Yes, the purchase is right here. So, I have a couple of short announcements, if I can, if I get there. Aren't they great?
Yeah.
This is such a... Thank you so much. You know, the community works because you are all here. It's a community effort. And dancing and enjoying music, what's so bad about feeling good, right?
Yeah.
Yes! Thank you. So I do want to announce that coming in September, we're going to close tonight for our 53rd season. We begin our 54th season on September 8th. We have Christine Lavin coming on the 8th. On September 22nd, for the first time on the stage, John Pousset Darts.
Oh my God!
The John Pousset Dart Band. October 6th is Katie Curtis. October 20th is one of the finest blues guitarists and singers in America, Chris Smither, is coming.
Oh.
November 3rd, we're going to try something new. It's contemporary African music with Wangari Fahari. She has a fabulous band. November 17th is Randy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. If you've ever seen them, they're a great dance band. And December 8th, we close that fall season with the 50th anniversary concert by Mason Dara and Jeannie Saul.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Yeah, wow, exactly. It's going to be a good one. So if you're online, if you're on social, friend us on Facebook, sign up for our email list, give us a thumbs up, you know, help us out in promoting what we are here. And that is the longest running nonprofit acoustic music series in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. 53 years. Isn't that great? Okay, we're going to take a break.